Hi, this is Jean-Jacques Taylor, and you're listening to Jock Talk. This is a podcast where I talk about the Cowboys, the team I've covered as a beat writer, columnist, TV insider, and radio host for 28 years. I'll also talk about the NFL and the things I love, working out, streaming, food, and all things Dallas. My boy Big Joe and the Big Rig, one of my oldest friends, produces the show and occasionally chimes in with his thoughts on the Cowboys. After all, he's a lifelong Cowboys fan, and he played high school, college, and semi-pro football. Welcome to Jock Talk, where sports is fluid. What's true today might not be true an hour, a day, or a month from now. I'm going to give you the truth straight. No chaser. Glad to have you aboard. Let's get it. Welcome to episode 93 of Jock Talk, my friends. I'm Jean-Jacques Taylor, joined by my boy, Big Joe and the Big Rig. What's sip rep, dog?
The light is red, and we are 5x5. Operation Jock Talk is a go.
Those words, those music to my ears. Episode 93, who comes to mind?
Nobody.
Pepe Zelna, baby. Pepe Zelna. Got to be Pepe Zelna.
Pepe Zelna, my God.
Got to be Pepe Zelna.
Good Lord. Pepe Zelna. He had a lot of attitude, didn't he?
Man, he had cornrows and attitude, no game.
Pepe Zelna. My man.
I wonder how long he played in the league.
Was my man. Years? You pulled out one today.
I don't know why. That's about as bad as Darren Benson. I don't know why these random names.
Well, they all had a story. They all had a story, and they all had character.
Man, I owe Pepe Zelna an apology. How long you think Pepe Zelna played in the league?
If I had to guess, about 6 years.
Damn, that's impressive. 6 years on the button. Pepe Zelna played 99 through 2002 in Dallas, 03 in Washington, and 04 in Arizona. Then he was at the game.
If you played in Dallas during the 90s like that, 92 era, you had a little ways to fall, you know, to get out the league, because Dallas was a pretty good team.
Nah, he showed up in 99 when they sucked.
Oh, okay.
So, nah. But
Pepe Zelna.
9 career sacks. So that's Pepe Zelna. He's the only 93 to come to mind.
Outside linebacker, right?
No, defensive end.
Defensive end. There you go.
He had an outside linebacker's body, 6'5", 262.
Yeah.
And he just had a birthday. Last month. But we're going to keep it moving because we got an abbreviated show this morning, because what happens when you're on Jock Talk, man, is a lot of moving parts because we got things shaking and baking. So sometimes we have to make adjustments. This would be one of those days. And so we're going to get right to it. Now, before we do, got to remind y'all, if you're ever in an accident, it's not your fault. Somebody else's negligence has caused you some harm, some injury. What you got to do, seriously, is pick up the phone, call 972-934-8900. And when they pick up the phone, you just say, hey, here's the details of my situation. What do you think? And I've told y'all this before. If Green & Law brings you on as a client, it's a happy, happy day for you. Real talk. And that's because whenever you're involved in a situation like this, you know, it can get long and drawn out and complicated. You want somebody who arrived with somebody to walk you through the process, somebody to tell you when to walk or run. Or how about this? What did you just hold tight? Grinning Law does all of that for you. Now, when you make that call, check this out. The call is free. Costs you nothing to pick up the phone and make the call. The reason why Grinning Law works to me is they take care of everything. Real talk. You need a doctor, they'll find one for you, set up an appointment, you just show up and go. You need a specialist, they'll find one for you, set the appointment, you just show up and go. They do all these things, all of this, so you can focus on two things and two things only, healing and renewal. Real talk. Get your mind right, get your body right, get your life back. It's really that simple. So Greening Law, 972-934-8900. If you're ever involved in an accident, somebody else's negligence, whether it's a workplace, whether you're out and about, you away from the crib, and somebody else's negligence has caused you some injury, call them, 972-934-8900. The call is free. And how about this? They don't get paid unless you get paid. So you are always at the top of their priority list. Like I said, we got an abbreviated show today. So we're going to get started with this. First day of Cowboys workouts, off-season voluntary workouts began on Monday, which just happened to be tax day. CeeDee Lamb did not show up. Micah Parsons did not show up. Do you have thoughts on that right off the rip?
Yeah, I just watched Dynasty, about the Patriots Dynasty on Apple the other day. And Tom Brady always showed up at voluntary workouts. Tom Brady showed up. The leader of your team showed up. And when he didn't show up, that was a big deal. That was a problem. So what I'm saying is if Tom Brady can do it, them guys need to show up. Contract otherwise.
Now, see, I'm not I would not agree with that. I would say if you're under contract and you're a leader, Micah Parsons, you should show up. Especially, and I'm looking for it right now because, I'm going to go off the cuff. Micah Parsons, after that embarrassing loss to Green Bay, he spent some time, you know, he said he disappeared for a couple weeks and then he reappeared. He was too embarrassed. Well, he talked about we got to make sure we get the right guys. I'm paraphrasing here. And we got to have everybody on board because we don't want to experience anything like this again. Well, dog, you're one of the leaders. You're one of the captains.
Mm-hmm.
You should be there. No ifs, no ands, no buts. Yes, you want to work out in Austin and do all this other different kind of training. But you also, if you are who you say you are, and you're all about tone setting and getting guys to follow you and being that leader and all this other stuff, then for the workouts, you should be there. You got enough money to get back and forth to Austin without that much drama. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it's a, you know, I mean, this is all predicated on you say you want to be that guy. Now, if you don't want to be that leader guy, then no, you don't have to. But when you say you want to be that guy, to me, you should show up. It's CeeDee Lamb, to me, is in a different category. CeeDee Lamb is all about, I need to get my money, and I'm not going to come out here, walk around, wander around, get hurt, and now you have an excuse not to get my money. And yes, the odds are small that he would do something that would hurt and affect him. But let me tell y'all something. My dad has told me this a million times. He would say, Jacques, the odds are 1,000,000,000 to 1. And that's cool, my son, as long as you are not the one. And so there's no need for him to take any chance whatsoever. He's in line to get a, you know, 5-year deal somewhere around $30 million with somewhere around $50 or $60 million guaranteed.
So you you disagree with me on the I get it. You saying monetarily the contract part, not the leadership part.
Got you. Yeah.
So I was fixing to go all into subordinate leadership and all of that, but no, I got you on that because he's a leader too, but he's just not a big leader. But you're talking about contract wise. No, right. I can't now, count a man pockets, not at all.
No, now if his contract situation was settled, then yeah, you should be there.
Roger that.
But it's not, so no. Nah, you know, Zach Martin didn't show up last year. Well, he showed up, but he didn't do any workouts.
Yep.
They call that, these days they call that a hold in. Like, I'm going to show up out of good faith, but I ain't going to do nothing. Why? Again, I don't want to take any chance, zero chance. A minuscule chance is too much for these guys who are talking about, you know, making, you know, $20, $30, $40, $50 million a year or $70 million guaranteed, which is, you know, generational wealth as long as you handle it properly. And so I'd never begrudge any guy who's got a contract situation and says, hey, I see y'all when my contract is fixed, because we know for a fact teams get rid of you the moment, you know, you cease to be productive or they want you to take a pay cut based off your money.
Yep. Amen to all that.
Like, yep. I'm going to take a very quick exit ramp. Very, very quick. Like, I don't want to say disgusted, but I just felt a certain way. And this guy got nothing to do with me whatsoever. But I saw last week where the Cleveland Browns told Nick Chubb he needed to take a pay cut. Nick Chubb, who his last 4 years in Cleveland, when they ain't really been nothing, 14, 94, and 8 touchdowns, 10, 67, and 12 touchdowns. 12, 59, and 8 touchdowns, 15, 25, and 12 touchdowns. And then he got hurt last year. So that's 4 years. And we all know Nick Chubb, if you follow the NFL, he one of the elite running backs.
Yep.
That's 4 years where he done gave you 5,300 yards, 40 touchdowns, a 5.3 average per carry, 90.6 yards a game, 40 touchdowns. That man got hurt playing the game under your colors, orange and brown. In his first year back, you got to take a pay cut. You can earn it back in incentives, but you got to take a pay cut. And that, my friends, is why, number one, CeeDee Lamb, sit out till you get your money. And two, I always side with the players because the game is so dirty like that.
A running back is like a nice car. It's a depreciating asset.
Yeah, but I mean.
I get it, though. I get what you're saying, though. It's some bullshit.
And I understand intellectually why they did it, but it's some BS at the highest level. Yep. And it's why I never begrudge players when they hold out, whether it's Zeke talking about, give me my money now, I'm not waiting, or whomever, because the moment they can get you to take a pay cut, they will make you take one. It's like extortion. Well, you don't have to take one, but, we're going to do this to your family. So, now that I got that off my chest, we're back to your Dallas Cowboys. So let's look at Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons is an interesting case. And this goes back to me, we've talked about those comments we heard a couple weeks ago in terms of, is he a guy that people in the building would like to see, would not be sad if he was elsewhere? And, we talked about that in terms of it doesn't matter who those people are if they're not Jerry and Steven, because they control whether you stay or whether you go. But I would submit to you that I'm sure there are guys in the locker room who say, this is what I'm talking about, man. He say he's supposed to be a leader. He say he want to lead the defense, but here we are getting ready. The start of our journey begins now. We got a brand new defensive coordinator. We're learning a new scheme. And, Joe being in the service can tell you about, I'm sure, sweating together, suffering together, working together, and the bond that's created when everybody's got to do that at once at the same time. And
for sure.
I'm not saying he's a bum because he's not here. I'm saying if you want to be that guy, if you want to be considered that Uber leader, that guy we can rely on, that guy we can count on, that guy who is the face of our defense, one of the faces of our team, then you should be here putting us in position. You say you're a relentless worker and this or that. Show us. Don't tell us. Show us and go lead the way. Whether you talk about it or not, because again, Austin ain't but a short flight away. It's a 3-hour drive away. If you want to get there and work out there on a regular basis, it's not that hard to go back and forth. They got 15 flights to Austin every day.
When can they extend him?
That's a good question. I don't think there's a contract ploy. They can extend him right now if they want to.
Right.
He's a first round pick. He's played, 3 years? So next year would really be the time when you would talk to him about that. But you don't have to wait.
I'm saying. When we're talking about, we compare it to CeeDee Lamb's situation. It's not the same for Micah because they're not talking extension right now.
Right. CeeDee is the one they're trying to get done.
Right,
now.
Right. So it's not a contract deal with him. It's just he ain't going to be there.
Yeah, I don't think it's a contract deal. I think this is he likes to work out the way he likes to work out. And I ain't mad at him about that. I like to work out the way I like to work out. But guess what? I ain't leading nobody. I'm an independent contractor when it comes to working out.
Right.
I work out with a couple of guys, but I'm not leading them
to
anything. It's different, man, when it's a team and you're the defensive player of the year, you want all this acknowledgement for how good you are and all the things that you bring. Well, this is part of it, and it speaks to me, and I see this in other cats, in other jobs and other things. You want all the glory that come with leadership and power, but you don't want all the responsibility to come with it, and it just don't work like that. You got to take the good and the bad with all the money and the power that comes from what you ask for.
Well, I kind of want to push back, but I don't push back on that because it's an NFL thing. It's where you've been around the locker room and around these voluntary camps and who didn't show and who didn't show. So it's where you're going to know more about. It's not necessarily a other job or a military thing. It's an NFL thing. You know more about that than I do because you've been around those locker rooms and on those situations. And if you're speaking on that, it must be some. You know what I'm saying? It must be something, problem.
Didn't nobody care when Dan Hambrick missed a voluntary camp?
Yeah.
15, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And Dan Aaron Hambrick was all mad. And Hambrick's, when asked about it, Hambrick said, "What do voluntary mean?" Didn't nobody. It's one of all time great quotes.
Wait a minute. Is that number 54 or is that number 35?
No, that's 54.
Okay. There you go.
So nobody was mad at Dan Hambrick when he said that because he was a bit player. I mean, he was a role player. Maybe he was a starter, but nobody looked at him as doing anything other than, you know, you here until they can replace you. You don't look at it like that for Micah Parsons, who's one of the elite players in the league, is on a Hall of Fame pace right now and is widely considered one of the top five defensive players in the league, maybe the top three defensive players in the league. And who's been top three in the defensive player of the year voting the last 2 years. So you hold him to a different standard. You don't hold him to the regular everyday man standard. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
You know, so you have that. And then you have CeeDee Lamb's situation. Now, here's an interesting thing on it. And it's a good conversation to me. And here's why. The Philadelphia Eagles yesterday did what? They signed Devontae Smith to a 3-year, $75 million extension. And now guess what they don't have to worry about? Devontae Smith being mad, Devontae Smith holding out, Devontae Smith having any issues whatsoever.
Until he don't get the ball and A.J. Brown get all the balls. they got to fix that dysfunction in their locker room. Contract got the way. They was dysfunctional as hell last year.
I don't know where the dysfunction came from. I think it's clear they had some dysfunction.
Yeah. Your guess is good as mine. They was winning.
I don't know where it came from.
Well, when you barely winning and people think you whooping, you know, it's a team thing. When you barely winning and the leaders of the team and some people realize you barely winning, and then other people saying, "Oh, we kicked their ass." That's going, you know, you got guys on the ride and then guys trying to get better. That's going to divide your team a little bit. And then A.J. Brown cussed everybody out and he got all the balls. He got all the catches. Six games, 100-some yards. But anyway, let's get back to the Cowboys.
Yeah, the point of it is Devontae Smith's in the third year. He's a first-round pick, number six overall. So they didn't have to do him right then.
Right.
Unlike the Cowboys, they did what? They were proactive. They got him done before he could even get mad, upset, whatever. And it's one less thing you got to worry about. It's just a different of approach. Instead of talking about deadlines, make deals, and everything else, they were
Devontae
like,
oh, he didn't ask for $30 million. Or he didn't get $30 million, which is what
he's not a $30 million receiver.
Well, he didn't. You know, I'm just saying.
I mean, he got $25 million, which is nothing to sneeze at.
Not at all.
But you know, but that's what happens when you get guys done early. Hey, we don't have to pay you right now. You could keep making this first round money, which is, you know, $4 million a year, whatever it is. But we're gonna come to you a little early. Get a little bit more than you should be getting. You're going to take a little less than you could get. And it's what? We hope it's a win-win for everybody. And that's the only reason you do it like that. I was looking up his numbers. Yeah, he was supposed to be making, $4 million this year?
He is in Devontae?
Yeah.
Okay.
And instead, I was looking for what the actual deal is, if I can find it right quick as I kind of go through these numbers. I can't really decipher it the way I want to. But basically, between the bonus, he got $33 million fully guaranteed. It averages $25 million a year. Next time we chat, I'll tell you what it really means. I think he got $7 million to sign which is more than he was supposed to make this year. So, you know, basically, like I just said, it's a we're going to give you more money than you should get this year, and the trade-off is you don't get as much as you would get if you waited two more years.
Right, right.
You know, so I was looking real quick because now he got a – oh, see, he got a $20 million signing bonus, and his salaries the next 2 years are guaranteed. Now, think about it. He got a $22 million signing bonus, and he was supposed to make about $4 million this year. That's why he did it. Let me give me this generational money right now. I'll worry about the rest later.
Next 2 years guaranteed.
Yeah, so it was
– So he don't squabble about – he don't overvalue himself and say, I need $30 million. And what? He gets the guarantee. He gets $20 million and he gets 2 years guaranteed. Shit, yeah. Right on.
And, you know, and it's interesting about it because, like, when you're talking about contracts, and whether it's CeeDee Lamb or whether it's Micah, it's all about the details, man, because when you look at the actual players, You can see kind of where you're supposed to fit in a salary thing. Now, you can be overvalue yourself if you want to, but you almost always find guys slotted where they should be because it's not complicated. If you're this kind of player, you produce this kind of revenue, I mean, this kind of yards and touchdowns, you probably should be paid somewhere in this ballpark. That's why we can figure out pretty easily what CD should be paid because based off your performance, you should get somewhere around here because these are the guys you're kind of comparable to. And then, check this out. In the simplest of terms, it really ain't no different than when you're selling your house. What do? You look for comps in the neighborhood. You look for comps on your block. And that's how you say, you know what? Our house is probably right around this range right here. Yeah. You should be able to get that.
That and when you're paying them high-ass taxes, too.
Yeah, but that's the Cowboys situation. We'll see how it goes. I don't expect it to change much in terms of the voluntary workouts. Now, we'll see what happens when they have some mandatory workouts next month. And CD and Micah will get fined up to $100,000 a day if they don't show up then. My suspicion is that's when CD will have a hold in, which means I'm there, but I ain't working out. I got a strained calf. Or a sore foot, and Micah Parsons will be there for that. Now, let's take a quick trip around the block, man, on this express version of Jacques Talk. My mother was one of the queens of going to garage sales and driving around, putting stuff in her car and showing back up at it at the crib. My ex was in that same vein. Every Saturday morning, drive around the neighborhood, find out, find stuff, put in the car, bring it to the house. You or your wife like that, man?
No, that's an addiction right there. Cause you know you can find a lot of good stuff,
bruh.
Yeah, I had a friend of mine as a truck driver. He bought a whole truck at a garage sale one time.
I believe that.
Golly, okay. You know, people trying to get rid of stuff. Hey, you want that? I give it to you for this right here.
How about this? Just take it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that too.
So I was going out the other day, Saturday, and as I was walking out the building, I looked to my right, and I go, wow, that is a nice-looking dresser. And the woman I was with said, you want to get it? I said, let me go look at it. And so I looked at it, and I was like, this is nice. And she was like, this is really nice. And I was like, yeah. She said, are all the drawers there? So I looked around, I go, let me see, there's 8 slots on the dresser. Yep, 8 drawers. She said, you want it? I go, I don't know about all of that. Let's go do what we was finna do. So we went out, hung out, came back later. for 3 or 4 hours later. And she said, on the way back, we were talking about it. I said, if God wants me to have this dresser, we've been gone for 3 or 4 hours. It'll still be there when I get back. And we'll take it if it's still there. So dog rolled up. Dresser was still there. And so I, so we looked for it, but now it's dark. So now I,
God takes care of all things, little and small. Huh?
Hey, say that one more time, man.
I said, God takes care of all things, little and small, I guess.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And, so got the dresser, wiped it down, put the drawers back in it. And when I tell you, man, I'm finna send you a picture right now.
I love these pictures.
This dresser fit my closet. Like, it's a big, long dresser. And I'm like, I gotta make sure I got somewhere to put this thing. Because my bedroom, the way I have it, is not really, I don't want it in front of the window and all of that. I said, it's got to fit in the closet. Dude, it's a perfect fit for the closet. Which shouldn't be surprised, because whoever had it lived in this apartment building. But I just sent you a picture of the dresser. I'm making Dave, the content guy, look at the picture now.
Yeah, I'm gonna save that with the glass bottles and the aroma and all of that other stuff, man. You sent me during the show. But all right, then, yeah, that's.
You got to look at it so you can say what a cool dresser it is.
All right.
And so now, so it fit perfectly. It's a long dresser. It's a great dresser. And the thing about it is, since I've been living by myself, I've become somewhat of a neat freak. I'm not over the board, but I keep my apartment fairly clean on a regular basis. And this was like, if somebody was coming and say, hey, we're swinging through, we'll be there in 5 minutes. By the time you got here, you'd be like, wow, it looks great. So that's how easy it is for me to clean up. But the point is, now that I have this dresser, obviously I put my clothes in it. And so now, this is the funny part, man. My walks to the bathroom in the middle of the night, because you know, as an old man, you got to pee all the time. Dude, I have not tripped in the last 3 days. And normally I trip at least once a night, stepping on the shoe, stepping on over a pile of clothes, not to do it in the dark. And so now that I got a dresser, it's all good. So it is true, in case you doubted it, one man's junk is another man's treasure.
Oh, I could sum all that up. First of all, it ain't. That wasn't even funny. Second of all, it's trash day. It's bulk trash day.
Yeah.
I put a whole dresser outside. You can have that too. I put some dress outside. I put some old footballs outside. I put a couple of baskets outside. I mean, I didn't know this was content, but I'm just saying.
Hey, man.
It's probably gone right now. I can look out my window. It's probably gone right now.
Duh. So somebody was walking through. But this was I've seen a lot of cool things thrown away from this building. But that's the only thing since I've been here more than a year that I've been like, you know what? I might make a move on that if it's here when I get back.
Okay. So. Well, I had an old man. I put 3 old bicycles out. I ain't rode a bicycle in 10 years. Put them outside. This old man rode by. He looked like a broke-ass old man. He stopped. He drug them bikes off the curb back up in my yard. He said, I'm going to come back in about 20 minutes with my truck. I said, all right. I'm thinking, you better bring your ass back. And what kind of, he done rode up on a bicycle. What the hell is he driving? This fool came back in a single cab dually with chrome rims on it.
See?
You don't know who you talking to. That nope. Fool pulled up. That diesel was rolling. I was like, oh my God. That's what I'm, you know what I'm saying? I had a dually, so I love that truck. I said, man, that's a nice ass truck. Oh, thank you. He slung them bikes on there. He looked like he was homeless when he rode by. Come back in that damn truck. Got all this stuff off the damn curb. All right, man. Appreciate you. See you.
This is what I'm talking about. So, man, that was my trip. I mean, that was my adventure this weekend. Moved the dresser in, wiped it down. Now my house is complete. I will not be adding anything else because I live a minimalist lifestyle these days. I want to be able to move, shake and move very easily. Pack up this joint in a day if need be. And move to the South Caribbean. because you can write books and do what I do from anywhere. I do not have to be in Dallas. I do not have to be downtown. I do not have to be in America to get to do what I do these days. And I love it. So, I don't know where that came from.
Maybe. I don't either. I guess we all better off for knowing that shit. I don't know.
I guess I ain't, if you roll through one day and I'm not here, who knows where I am? Because I am feeling very free these days, and it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, roll through like a tumbleweed. There you go.
Yeah, hey, man. Matter of fact, I'm taking a impromptu trip in a couple weeks to do some stuff I've never done before. I'm looking forward to it. Anyway, that is our abbreviated version of Jock Talk. Sometimes you got to roll through. It's like when I go to the gym some days, man. The victory isn't showing up. So we showed up for you today, and we'll show up for you. Won't have a show Thursday. We'll be back Sunday, which is one reason we wanted to make sure we had the abbreviated show today. And we're going to stay up late and watch the Mavericks play on Sunday. See what they got for us in game one of the Clippers. And Joe on the other end is like, really? Duff. So, you know. But that's what we do for y'all. Remember, please go to the YouTube channel, The Real Jock Talk. Subscribe, like, leave a review. We appreciate it. I'm telling you, we got some big things popping. We'll probably tell you about them in the next week or so. But they popping. They down for sure. You can follow me on IG and follow the show at The Real Jock Talk. Hit me up on X, Twitter, at JJT Journalist. I am Jean-Jacques Taylor is the handle. Remember, if you think you follow me, you probably don't, because my account got hijacked, kind of like DB Cooper. And then remember, get at me on Clapper. Download the app. Follow me on Clapper. I do a lot of Cowboys videos over there, and I get a little more in depth. So with that, we appreciate you. Until we chat again, for Big Joe and the Big Rig, you guys be blessed.